I don't imagine that you have a place underground.
No basement.
What would you need if we had tornadoes?
You need a shelter of some sort, that's for sure.
Uh-huh. Did they have shelters out on the ranch in Alpine?
No. Because they had never witnessed a tornado that I know of, and which, until recently, we had never witnessed one here.
Mm-hmm.
There have been several occasions in which there have been suspected tornadoes here, because even our previous home was on Donnybrook Street, and one night, well, we had this horrible storm,
mm-hmm.
and the house right below us there, the roof was lifted off and put across the street. But we think that a tornado came
yeah.
down and just picked it up and put it over there. But there have been many instances now. In fact, I watched one time when I was out doing some dove hunting,
mm-hmm.
and on the West Mesa over there, and we could see this tornado type thing just coming down from the sky, and it never did hit the ground.
Uh-huh.
And we were trying to figure out where we were going to go if it got close to us, so that we wouldn't get caught in it. But we never had to worry about it,
mm-hmm.
actually. And I've seen them too when I was flying, that I would see them. Fortunately, didn't have anything real close to me, but I could see it.
Mm-hmm. I've seen them far off in the distance across the range when I have driven up to towards Carlsbad.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And I took a picture of what I think was one once.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed to be coming down, and then it had a little curve at the bottom and
mm-hmm.
hit the ground.
Well, see, there's another aspect of it, too, as far as, in other words, when this country wasn't highly settled, everything like those things could happen and nobody ever knew. It's like when a tree falls in the forest and nobody hears it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. What kinds of storms do we have in El Paso?
Well, primarily sandstorms. That's our biggest problem, I would say. It certainly can be a problem, but something that seems like you can get used to, which we certainly feel like we're used to it. Don't
this week, anyway.
Oh, that's for sure.
How about in August?
Well, August, of course, is, can be really bad from the standpoint of with rain and humidity and whatever. It can get hotter than we like it. But by the same token, too, this climate, I think, is pretty even.
Do we get the same kind of storms that they get in Tucson in August?
Well, not having been much around Tucson, but I would say very definitely. It should be very similar.
Well, in Tucson, they call it the monsoons. Have you ever heard of that word?
Oh, yes, yes.
In El Paso?
And in fact, until last few years, I'd never heard that used in El Paso. But now I see it even in our newspapers now, the monsoons. And,
oh.
And so they call it the monsoon season, and I guess that is really correct. So
mm-hmm.
it certainly happens in India, that's for sure.
Yeah. What do you call it when there's lightning in a storm? What do you call it?
Thunderstorm.
Okay. What kinds of storms do we get in the winter?
Well, we can get any different kind of variation from snowstorms to just plain windstorms in the fall. But we usually have not much wind problem in the late fall and winter.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually spring and early fall that we get heavy winds.
How do you, going back to houses, in this neighborhood it's a little bit different, I think, but how do you determine the boundaries of your backyard? What do you have to have physically around your backyard to separate it from other properties?
You're talking about a fence or...
Uh-huh. What's the fence made out of?
Well, it varies. Here we get a lot of rock fences, but I've certainly seen them in just plain old chicken wire, or not chicken wire, but the